State Senate Republicans dampened expectations that the new governing coalition in the Senate would move quickly on progressive issues championed by Democrats, including a minimum wage increase and public financing of campaigns. We get more from WRVO's Capitol correspondent, Karen DeWitt.
Senator Dean Skelos met privately with his Republican members to discuss the new governing coalition with the five-member Independent Democratic Conference. IDC leader Senator Jeff Klein, who was not at the meeting, has said he intends next session to press for some key traditionally Democratic issues, including raising the minimum wage and public financing of campaigns. But Senate GOP leader Skelos expressed some reservations. Skelos says while he wants transparency in any campaign finance reform legislation, he's skeptical of a public campaign finance system based on New York City's model that he says would cost too much money.
My concern is that when we're dealing with deficits, you have potentially $200 million in taxpayer dollars going to be spent on campaign finance.
Skelos was also uncertain about the future of a bill to increase the state's minimum wage. The Senate Republican leader, who previously called the measure a job killer, was asked whether he still opposes the minimum wage hike.
I'm not prepared to give an answer to that yet.
Governor Cuomo has released what he calls a litmus test of issues that he says he wants the Senate to achieve, including the minimum wage hike and campaign finance reform, as well as expanding casino gambling and preserving the property tax cap. Skelos' reaction:
the governor has the right to point out what's priority to him. We have our priorities.
Senator Skelos says no decisions have been made yet about whether any specific bill will come to the floor in the new session, but he says he expects to have ample discussion of the issues with the Republicans' new Independent Democratic Conference partners. And he says Governor Cuomo might be pleasantly surprised over what they ultimately agree upon.
As we've shown in the last 2 years, working with the governor, we managed to vote and resolve many differences on the floor, issues that people never thought would ever pass the Senate, and they did.
It was the Republican Senate majority who permitted the gay marriage bill to come to the floor for a vote in 2011, where it passed, even though most of the GOP senators were against the measure. Meanwhile, some Democrats in the Senate who say they will not be part of the new governing coalition joined with advocates to push for public financing of campaigns in press conferences held across the state. Karen Scharf with Citizen Action says a watered-down version would be unacceptable.
Any partial reforms are not going to fundamentally change the way Albany operates. We can lower limits. We can have better disclosure. Those are good things, and we want to see them happen as well as stronger enforcement. But if those things happen in a modest way without a small donor matching system, nothing is really going to change about how people run for office or about how Albany does business.
There's been much speculation over the awarding of leadership titles and committee posts in the new joint Senate coalition. The Reverend Al Sharpton and many African-American and Hispanic Democratic senators who are not in the coalition say they should have key committee posts. But Senator Skelos says he expects there won't be major changes. Most committee chairs are currently held by GOP senators.
There basically will be very little disruption within the Senate with committee chairmanships, staffing, that type of thing.
A spokesman for the Senate's Democratic Conference, which includes the rest of the Democrats, says the more they hear about the new coalition, the worse news it is for the people of the state, who they say overwhelmingly voted for progressive change. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.